Yo, what's cracking? So today I wanted to speak on what's going on now. And of course I'm gonna have to use certain words because obviously we're all being heavily censored about what we talk about, what we speak on, you know what I mean? And this topic that I'm going to talk about is being heavily censored. I have noticed that Anchor, they'll let me post anything I want. And, you know, they claim that, oh, it's being distributed to other platforms or whatever, right? Well, Spotify used to be where you could talk about anything. Now Spotify won't even allow you to speak about the shit that's going on right now. And I noticed that because everything as far as my podcast that I've, these episodes that I've made, the only ones that ever made it to other platforms are the ones where I talk about the scam. And every other one as far as me talking about this shit that's going on as we speak, you know, this whole scam-demic, none of them have made it to any other platform. It just shows you how bad it is, but regardless, I'm getting going off topic. So, there is a Instagram handle that is documenting pretty much what he or she is doing is encouraging anybody who has gone and got the, we'll just call it the delivery, since if I say anything else the algorithm or the AI will notice it and shut my shit down. But I've noticed that when people are going to get this delivery, that no matter how bad the effects are afterwards, they still, no matter what, go back and get the second delivery. Now, when I look at that, it shows me how much people are willing to give up everything that they know, give up everything they think, you know, just because another human being with a special coat on, or one that's got a tie, or one that is saying, oh, well, I'm this status, so listen to me because I know everything, you know, and for some odd reason, for the majority of America and the world for that matter, it's that simple. You dress up as a important figure, or I guess what we deem important, and I'm saying, like, you know, if I got online and started speaking about certain things and I look like I'm homeless, nobody's really gonna listen to me. They're gonna be like, oh, this guy's crazy, he can't take care of himself, yada yada yada, whatever. Opposed to if I were to dress up in a suit, dress up in a white coat, then people tend to listen a little bit more. And it's just bad. It's just, to me, it doesn't make any sense, because I guess it's just because I see it differently, you know? I don't see, because you have a piece of paper stating that you're qualified in certain fields, that all of a sudden it's like you know best. you know? And we got to understand that, yeah, they might have some knowledge as far as, you know, I don't know, any kind of medical knowledge. But when it all boils down, you got to understand this. You got to understand where that knowledge is coming from, all right? Or what this so-called knowledge is coming from. You got to understand where all this information is being funneled out and then being regurgitated by slaves in a white coat. The information that people are receiving as far as you know, telling everybody, oh, it's safe, this delivery system is safe, and you know, there's no, you get, you're fine, it's no big deal. These are the same people that aren't getting it. Why? Because they know. They know. They know that they're, what they're getting themselves into, they understand the detriment that it's going to have on society, but yet they still keep pushing it because, oh, because, my master said so. And it's wild to think that because somebody has a special suit on or a special attire on, that it makes it that much more believable. But real quick, I'm gonna take a quick break real quick, and then I'm gonna get back to it. All right, so we back. I wanted to speak on, like I said, I'm not gonna be able to say some of these words, because if not, they're gonna cut my distribution short, and I'm not trying to go through that. But we're just going to say this delivery that they're trying to, give all of us. I hope you can catch my drift. There are some people who I don't even know how to describe them. But long story short, they go get the first one, and they have some type of reaction regardless, whether it's severe, whether it's minor, whatever. They're having some type of reaction. Regardless of what reaction they're having, they still run back, and I mean run back, to get the second one. I mean, I've seen some people who, long story short, there's this Instagram page, and everyone is messaging this guy or girl, whoever it is, and are giving them the scenarios of what happened after they got their first, and then whatever, what happened after they got their second. Now, usually the first one is usually headaches, fatigue, minor or major rash and swelling at the delivery point. You know, some people have gotten nausea. Some people, you know, migraines for days. Or in the worst cases, some people have literally been stuck in bed for days. All right, because they feel like absolute dog shit. But magically, the minute that they feel okay again, they schedule and go back and get the second delivery. This shit is insane to me. Why? Let's just like this, okay? I'm gonna just put it this way. If I tell you to jump off a bridge because it's gonna save your life, and you go jump off that bridge, and let's just say you break one leg, then you heal, you go through the healing process, yada, yada, yada. And then finally, your legs heal. Are you going to go jump back off that bridge knowing that there's a consequence, or there might be a consequence, I should say? Because not everyone's going to break something. Somebody might make it down fine. Somebody might have bumps and bruises. You know, some people might get whiplash. Some people might get this. Some people might get that. Which is exactly what's happening when certain people go get this delivery. Some people are fine, you know what I mean? Some people get mildly sick. Some people have died. I didn't even mention that, but some people have died. But what they're not doing is telling you that on so-called the news. And when I say the news, I'm talking about mainstream television. I'm not talking about people like me and you who independently search for the truth. And don't just take whatever the television is saying to you for face value and run with it like that's the real truth. I ain't gonna lie to you. I kind of lost. I completely lost of where I was going with that. But, oh, I'm sorry. They're not trying to tell you who's dying because we all know that that's going to steer you away from going and getting the delivery. They know that if they constantly harp on how great it is, how much better it's going to be after everyone gets it. How the big thing is nothing will go back to normal until you get that delivery. And this is how they play it. Gotta understand one thing, is that this was for our safety. This was to keep us healthy. If this was to ensure that humanity lives on, you know, whatever, all that good stuff, then A, it would be something natural. B, it would be for free. And C, there wouldn't be people dying from it. And the reason why I say that it's not for your health is because they're giving you an ultimatum. Okay, well, we're going to take away everything that you know to be normal. And we're going to make it so that you have to go get this delivery thing to go back to normal. Now, what part of that, any of that, is for your safety and health? None of it. Not even a little bit. This is the shit that I don't understand how people don't see it. And maybe there's a lot of people who do see it. And I'm just unaware of it because obviously I'm not in everyone's business and, you know, talking to a million other people at once. But why certain people can't see it, I just don't know. People get blinded by this, the fear-mongering that's given to you to have you terrified of something that nobody can see. Something that hasn't been proven by anybody. Hasn't been held to a gold standard in the medical field. And sure as hell hasn't been isolated. All that test is doing is testing, amplifying your DNA so that you can see it under a microscope. That was the reason the whole PCR test was invented. The whole reason why it was made was to, in a lab, grab DNA, you amplify it so that it's big enough to where you can see it under a microscope, so that you can work with it, you can study it, you can see what happens, you know, with different things or whatever, I don't know, whatever these people are amplifying the DNA for. And the problem is that if you amplify anybody's DNA enough, you'll find everything. Everything from AIDS, HIV, you know, this thing we call the common cold, you know, all types of flus, all of it, because these so-called V's, I'm not even going to say the word, we're made up of everything. We're made up of, you know, we're stardust, essentially. I guess that's what everybody keeps saying, but, you know, we're made up of everything. We at least have a single molecule of everything that exists on this planet. There's a reason why they say, I am, and I am everything. There's a reason why they say that. We just got to understand that this is not for your safety. This is not for your health. This is not for your well-being. They don't care about us. They never have. They never will. Everything is done invertedly. So whatever they're telling you at face value, just flip it and think of the most evil opposite thing that they could be doing. And that's what they're doing. That's how it works. That's how Satanism works. That's how, you know, whatever you want to call it, Luciferianism, Satanism, I believe it's all different, but it's all the same generally. And this is how it works. Don't believe me? Do your research. If you really want to know, you'll go search for it because you really want to know. But if you don't want to know, then you won't go research it because you'll want somebody to tell you. And that's not how to go about it. You got to want it, you know? And I know that sounds stupid. Some people are probably like, man, whatever, man. You could just tell us and it would save a lot of time. Well, yeah, you know what? It could, but like I said, if you really want to know the truth, you'll search for it because you want to know it. Not because I'm telling you. You genuinely want to know it. But either way, it's all good. But yeah, I mean, this is what's happening right now. And like I said, people are just going along with it no matter what kind of debilitating shit happens to them afterwards. And people are dying. And they're covering it up. And every time somebody does die, 2 days, 3 days, hours, whatever it is afterwards, they blame it on some underlying thing, anything that they can blame it on, they'll blame it on that instead of this delivery thing that you're getting every single time. Every single time. I mean, they are literally pulling anything out of their ass so that they don't have to say, oh, well, yeah, that was a reaction to this delivery. And that's even scarier. To see that you can't even get an honest opinion from these so-called people who wear coats. And now you believe them. You can't even get an honest opinion out of these people. And you're supposed to trust these people with your life? Have you lost your mind? You're supposed to trust these people with all the medicines that they give you, so-called medicines. But they can't tell you that, oh, you know what? Maybe we should look into it. It could very well could have been a reaction to the delivery. I'll keep calling it the delivery because I don't think they've picked up on this one yet. But yeah, I mean, that's what they're doing. And it doesn't matter if the person had a clean bill of health, a completely clean and healthy slate. They go in, they get the second delivery, and they magically die days or weeks after. And it's, like I said, it's always blamed on something different. Like, for instance, this woman went in there. She was having bad headaches. She couldn't get rid of her headaches. She started losing her sight. You know, she had major fatigue and just, you know, just bad things happening to her. And this is maybe like, I want to say it was like 3 to 5 days afterwards. And all that doctor did was pull up an old thing, probably a decade or more ago, about her having, you know, simple mood swings, and blamed it all on that. Well, literally told this woman right to her face, well, I think we're going to have to go back to, you know, and check out your, evaluate you and your mood swings, because people who have been diagnosed with this in the past usually have a tendency to over-exaggerate or lie about certain things that happened to them in their life. Her jaw dropped, and she walked right the fuck out of that place. Thank God, because those people don't care, man. They don't give a fuck about you. All they care about is getting their paycheck. And think about it. If whoever's paying them gives them incentives to get more money, you don't think they're going to do that? You don't think they're going to fudge the system to get a little bit of extra money on their check? Happens every day. Happens every day. Just like all those people that were on ventilators and they weren't supposed to be and they end up dying because of it. They were getting major money back from those. Same reason why they are blaming everything but this delivery thing that they're giving you, because then that gives them a reason to reevaluate or come back in for this testing or that testing, or let's get you back on, you know, these certain pills because it looks like you're having episodes again. And then the hamster wheel continues and continues to go round and round and round and round. You know, in a nutshell, in a positive light, if you can, you know, I always try to find one positive thing in everything, whether it's like, even if it's something completely negative as far as like death or whatever the case is, but you can always find something positive in everything. And what I find positive in our doctors doing what they're doing is that they're trying, if you look at it positively, and just bear with me, but if you are able to find something positive, find this in it, that they're trying to push you away from the false illusion system, and that they're trying to get you on a path of eating correctly, you know, stop doing whatever you're doing, you know, get off the antidepressants or narcotics that you're on or whatever the case is. They're trying to push you to become a better person. Now, that's totally up to what you think, because obviously you're going to have different reactions to it. But if you can find something positive, find something like that, you know, just like how, you know, they're trying to force this delivery thing on everyone, and then they're not forcing it, but they're making it because you won't be able to go out and eat, you won't be able to go to 7-Eleven, you won't be able to go to the mall, you won't be able to go to work, all that, you know. They are pushing us to become self-sustainable and pushing us to be our own bosses and our own businessmen and women, and to make it on your own, and we really don't need them, you know. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all in all. But hope everyone's safe out there, and like I said, please don't sign up for that delivery. I'm telling you right now, it's changing your DNA. All right, don't believe it, go look it up. It's right on the internet, it's everywhere. You just gotta want to look it up, you gotta want to know, you gotta want to learn. But with that being said, holla holla.